So yeah, like FPSs, what can I say? There's nothing like the rush of hunting people down and killing them. I mean, my heart's beating, my hands are shaking, but I'm still shooting, and I'm still getting the headshots, it's like, boom, headshot, boom, headshot, I'm still getting the headshots, it's like, boom, headshot, boom, headshot, boom, headshot.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Boom Headshot, your weekly gaming podcast fix. As always, it's the same geek every week. I'm your host, Jordan Thompson. We're here for episode number 32, and I'm joined by good friends Keith Opshnick and Kevin Wiersma. How's it going, guys?
Good. I'm surprised you actually pronounced my last name right.
Three beers in, and I can still get their fucked up
right
last names
too.
Right.
Yeah. It's usually Opshnick or some
I've known
crap
you for like
that.
2 or 3 years, and I still can't get your name right half the time.
Opshnick.
Yep.
Beer makes it better. Anyways. Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. How's it going?
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. We just finished our third movie, and, well, speaking of movies, Kevin, why don't you tell us what we're doing this week?
We're basically doing how movies and video games kind of, you know, how the video game transferred over, and how well that it transferred over into the movie format.
Cool. So, yeah, we watched three different movies, all video game related, and we're just kind of... We're going to give little mini reviews and kind of go and see what the fuck happens. I don't know. With knowing us, shenanigans will occur and things will be said. We have somewhat of a rating system in place.
A very, very basic rating system.
Very basic. We're not professional reviewers. We don't review movies.
And plus, we'd be way, way too late anyway.
We're a few years behind.
Just to say that these are accurate is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are definitely...
These are personal opinions. Take them or leave them. I don't really give a shit. No, I do, but I'm not really not being critical.
Well, to be honest, I've seen one of these movies once before.
Yeah.
So, my opinion...
See, and you're virgin to, like, all of these movies coming
in. Yeah, it was...
Or, like, at least two of these movies coming in, one or two of them.
Yeah.
So
that you know, you... Compared to
fresh
me,
eyes,
yeah. Compared
fresh
to
eyes.
Compared to
eyes.
Me and Jordan, compared to me and Jordan,
we've like fucking seen them all.
Yeah, and you know, the whole fresh set of eyes thing, right? So
it'll be interesting to see what you think of them. But before we get into that, let us talk about the new releases for this week. There is a shit ton, from what I can see. How many are actually good? So first, we've got Shadow Warrior for the PC. We've got Pro Evolution Soccer for 360 and PS3. Day One, Gary's Incident for PC, FIFA 14 for fucking every platform. I'm not even going to go into the list. We've got Armored Core Verdict Day for 360 and PS3. There is Scribblenauts Unmasked on PC, 3DS, and Wii U. And Black Ops 2 Apocalypse DLC for PC and PS3. And fuck my goddamn unprofessionalism. There we go. We were talking about this before the show. I'm blaming
I'm
Tyler.
I'm gonna turn off my sound.
Yeah, I'm always the one that's like, mute your phones. I don't want to fucking mute
if
your phones.
If it's any consolation, Tyler is booting.
It's Tyler's fault. So, thanks, Tyler.
A douchebag. Yeah, appreciate it. Dick.
Tyler, we love you.
No, we don't.
Just a little bit?
Just a little bit.
Okay, just a little bit.
In a completely heterosexual manner.
Totally.
Well, I mean... We'll see how many beers we made.
And good start to the episode. Anyways, so those are the new releases for the week. I realized that 2 weeks ago I said that, hey, I'm going to be back doing episodes every week. And what happens? I get fucking sick. So I had no voice last week, so I apologize for no new episode. But getting back into the habit, let's get this started. So a rating system. Kevin, you want to kind of give us a brief rundown how this is working?
Basically, the first one is how close that the actual movie was to source material.
Okay.
And so, like, some of us haven't really played the games extensively,
yeah,
so it's...
Like, I've never played Silent Hill.
Like, and I've seen a lot of the gameplay. I remember basically, like, playing the demos, like, the PS1 demos for, like, Resident Evil. And everybody's played Super Mario Brothers, so...
Of course.
You know,
if
you can...
You've really missed out on your childhood.
Out of that cave that you're hiding in.
Yep.
Horrible, horrible.
Sad, sad childhood.
The second rating system would probably was... what the hell
was
it?
It was
if you were a non-gamer going into the movie, would you enjoy it?
Okay.
Or would you understand it?
Not
entertainment value.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
If you can just walk straight into the movie theater cold, not know what the movie is about, would you be entertained?
Just see it as a movie.
Just see it as a movie.
And then number three, we've got movie standards. So plot development, characters, soundtrack, kind of. I think that definitely, in at least one of the movies, that played a vital part.
Yeah.
And considering like where the source material is, obviously you can't really go with realism and be like, oh,
no,
that's totally fake.
Totally inaccurate. I think this was a terrible rendition of Murray.
So that's our rating system, and we watched three movies. So the first one was Super Mario Brothers. Do we want to tell them what all three are, or should we just go with each movie and then move on to the next?
Well, let's go with all three.
Okay, so first we watched Super Mario Brothers. The next one was Silent Hill, and finally we finished off today with Resident Evil, the original. So let's start with Super Mario Brothers. Initial impressions. Keith, start us off.
If it was to be like one word,
yeah,
painful.
That bad?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
For me, it wasn't as bad because, as like I said before, I watched it like a month and a half ago.
Okay,
and it wasn't painful enough to not want to watch it again.
Yeah.
I mean, unless I wanted to see you both suffer, so.
And that was, okay, so we finished the movie, and we all kind of had to stretch out a little bit, because that was a fucking long movie. It was, what, almost 2 hours?
Yeah, it was about two hours.
Neither of the other movies we watched were close to 2 hours. I think maybe an hour and a half, 40 at most.
Silent Hill is an hour 40.
Yeah, so that's probably the longest, but my head hurt.
It really did.
I didn't know how to process anything, and we were joking about the rating system, going, how are we going to do this? And I'm like, on a scale of 10 to couch. And I was like, this is how I rate this movie. I put my head in the couch. That was it.
And it wasn't just once, it was multiple times.
And then you came up with, Keith,
I called it ostrich.
Yeah, it was totally ostrich.
Had your head in the sand. I never want to experience this again.
Oh, it was awful. So let's kind of tell everyone, what is the Super Mario Brothers movie about?
I don't really know.
I think that's fairly accurate.
Basically, the beginning of the movie starts out where the Mario Brothers, Mario and Luigi, are in Manhattan, or is it Brooklyn?
Is it Brooklyn? I thought it was Brooklyn.
Yes, that's right, because you started off Brooklyn however many million years ago.
Right. Anyway, so they're kind of they're going around trying to find work, and then they come upon the girl who's
Daisy.
Who turns out to be Princess Daisy.
Spoilers! Sorry.
Yeah, if you ever choose that you want to, like, suffer through this movie, well, watch this movie.
No, it's suffer.
Personal opinion, fine. The way I kind of thought of this today is that if it's free on YouTube and they don't even give two shits about copyrights,
Clearly it's important.
Yeah. actually, I'm just looking right now. It said budget was $42 million estimated and it only made $20.9 million.
I'm actually surprised it made that much.
Well, yeah. you stamp a monster of a franchise, you know, to the movie title, and everybody's gonna go.
Oh,
no
yeah.
No matter what.
Super Mario Brothers, I mean, I wouldn't have to see a trailer. Super Mario Brothers, okay, I'm in.
And you gotta think, and back then, what was it, 1993 or 19...
It was released in the summer of 93.
Okay. Yeah, so summer 93, the internet wasn't that big, so you couldn't immediately see, like, okay, this movie released, go on and see the freaking war and be like, this movie was a complete
piece of
shit.
You don't have Rotten Tomatoes, you don't have IMDb. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to go based on the merits.
Did you just call it IMDb?
Oh, yeah, I call it IMDb all the time. You don't have it based on the merits of the trailer. And trailers in the 90s fucking suck. In a world where Mario and Luigi, two plumbers from Brooklyn. Like, it's just
two men, one wrench.
Oh, that sounds so wrong.
Phrasing.
Acting.
Anyway, so they... So basically what happens is Koopa... It's not Bowser in this movie.
It's not Bowser. Cooper, it's King Koopa.
Or not Cooper.
Koopa. King Cooper. It's King Koopa.
Koopa.
Is trying to get this shard of a meteorite, which basically caused the... a dimensional rift.
Yeah.
It caused a second dimension where everybody kind of spawns from dinosaurs instead of...
The dinosaurs lived on. As instead of being obliterated by this meteorite, they were moved into a second dimension. Yeah.
So Koopa's trying to find this shard, which Princess Daisy has, because if he...
First issue I have, Princess Daisy.
Right.
I'll give them half a point for the fact that Daisy is technically a princess in the Mario universe, but I have issue with the fact that it's not Peach.
Second issue.
The rest of the movie.
Luigi doesn't have a mustache.
No, he doesn't. I just noticed.
Why did I not realize that?
Luigi was played by John Leguizamo, which, in my mind, I personally like him as that actor.
Yeah.
Just because he's very dynamic,
mm-hmm.
and he can play very, characters that are very out there.
As far as Mario goes, he pretty much fit the bill.
Oh, yeah, I think, well, he was a little immature Luigi, though, I think.
Yeah, well, because he was playing as the younger brother.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
As the casting goes for Mario, I mean, Bob Hoskins... I mean, he's an awesome actor.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he's really good. He played it fairly well,
mm-hmm.
as, you know.
Yeah.
But he had no idea going into this movie that it was based off a video game, right? Not until halfway through filming, his son was like, "Oh, Dad, what movie are you in?" He's like, "Oh, Mario," and then freaking his kid, head exploded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which also kind of brings me to the couch thing.
Yeah?
When you see an absolutely mind-blowing movie, right? Mm-hmm. Freaking brain explode.
Yeah.
This is brain implode.
This is black hole.
Hence why it hurts so much.
There's very few things that make my head hurt like that did. The last movie experience I can think of that did that to me was watching the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie.
I have not seen that one.
It's fucking painful.
See, I never really got into Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I love Aqua Teen, don't get me wrong, but... An hour and a half, I think that was. It felt like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And I was just like, can this just end already?
It just dragged.
It just kept going and going. And that's kind of the feeling I got from this. I was like, okay, this is okay, but
well, never mind the random jumps in time, it seemed.
Yeah.
At some points, it would just, all of a sudden, they're doing something different. Didn't really explain how they got there, but...
Guess you need a montage. Montage!
Motherfucking montage!
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Let's go into this. Accurate to source material. What do you think?
I'm going to give it a solid 1.
Out of?
10.
Okay.
Yeah, why? I agree with that big time.
Yeah. Because basically the only thing that kind of goes... to the source material, like, kind of connects the two movies, are the names. Okay. And just barely.
Okay.
Yeah. And the big issue is King Koopa over Bowser. We looked it up real quick, and actually, in Japan, he was Koopa. Or the King of the Koopas, or whatever.
But like I said, it's still connected enough. Like, okay, just for that, because it's still connected, I'll give it a 1.5. Wow. They also have Yoshi in it.
Fucking creepy as shit.
Yeah.
He's made a T-Rex, really.
It was really uncomfortable. I'm like, it's cute, but...
And plus, the noises it made is not...
You know what? I probably would have been more unnerved if it would have got... Russell! I would have been... It would have...
If it talked, hell out.
I also would have been a little bit happier if they made the pipe sound when they went down the pipe, but no.
You know?
Yeah. That didn't happen, and that pisses me off.
The only sound that I clearly recognized was the 1-Up sound.
Yeah.
Now, to play devil's advocate to you guys, how could you properly represent a Mario movie shy of, let's have him run across the screen?
I really don't think you can.
No, so can you be as harsh on it for accuracy to source material? Based on, I mean, yes, what they did with it was shit. I'll agree.
Let me just throw in the Doom movie here for a second.
Yeah.
Right? Where it has the first person where he's running around, he's chainsawing stuff, he's shooting stuff.
Yeah.
The whole movie wasn't like that. It was only like that for literally like...
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
It was when he hit the BFG.
That's all... Yeah. That's all that this movie needed was something like that to connect it, like, super, super hardcore.
Or, like,
the fact that the Goombas were 8 feet tall, too.
Yeah.
That was, yeah, and Toad gets turned into a Goomba, and...
See, that's where it starts to fall again,
the
because...
The king is fungus, yeah. All across,
the king,
like,
is fungus.
Okay.
Well, he was the Mushroom King.
Yeah, it's technically the Mushroom Kingdom, but...
Well, it is, yeah, because of the fungus.
But going back to connecting the whole, to source material, okay, there was some minor things. The bombs were in there.
Yeah, you had Bullet Bills in there.
Bullet Bills, which powered the
Stompers.
The Stomper shoes or whatever. Yeah. The Rompus
dude? Thwomps.
Thwomps, yeah. Thwomps, yeah. Which, they powered the Thwomps. But as far as that goes, other than, like I said, the names of the characters, that's pretty much it. And the mustache, it's going to piss me off.
I love how,
Scapelli!
every time Mario is faced with some obstacle, there you find Scapelli.
Yeah.
So you had Thwomps, you had Bullet Bills, you had Yoshi... They randomly got Mario and Luigi, like, the atypical costume somehow.
Yeah, just randomly.
Yeah, they just...
Out of the lockers.
In the elevator,
yeah, pulled them out of the locker right before they went to their mad dash to...
Save Princess Daisy.
To save... Daisy was with them, wasn't she?
I don't remember.
This is how much we care about the movie, clearly.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to give, as far as accuracy goes, I'm going to give it... A 2 to 3 out of 10, only because they used things from the game.
You know what they call a 2 to 3, right? A 2.5.
Shut up. Don't fucking logic me on my own goddamn show. You son of a bitch. It's okay. I yeah. 2.5! So, can a non-gamer enjoy this movie? Can anyone enjoy this movie?
That, well...
No.
No.
Crickets?
Yeah.
It's
with the IMDb rating on this thing, and you gotta think that the IMDb ratings aren't super, super accurate as to how well they actually portray the movie, because everybody, you know, if somebody says, oh, this movie sucks, they're gonna give it a 1 out of 10.
This rating?
The IMDb rating system?
Yeah, it's out of 28,000 users.
Yeah, 28,000 users, but you gotta think. When somebody gives it a 1 or 2,
it's
definitely not deserving of a 1 or 2. It's maybe a 4 or 5.
True.
I would probably.
That is true.
Anyway,
yeah.
But it's rated as a 3.8 on IMDb.
Yeah.
Right? So, even just going from that, maybe this one is pretty accurate. I'd probably give it a 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, that rating I would probably...
That rating is fairly accurate.
Yeah.
Mm. So as far as non-gamers...
Surprisingly, because this is going to go into the next topic.
Yeah.
Like, as far as plot line, character development, and all that shit.
But yeah. But one thing I kind of think of is, because one of the biggest drawbacks for us looking at it is because it doesn't have enough source material.
Mm.
Somebody going into it who has no idea what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
I mean,
they might have enjoyed it.
They might be able to enjoy it.
You know, they might have thought that it was at least a 5 or a 6.
Because they're not critiquing the movie in the same way that a gamer is going,
yeah.
Well, about all of the dinosaurs have technically evolved into humans, but they can be de-evolved into that. So we're a lot more critical of the source material and what the movie did with that than what a... atypical moviegoer might think.
Speaking of which, in case anybody who hasn't seen this movie since they were 8, one of the main punishments...
Or they have even been born, because I do have younger listeners, too.
One of the main, like, sort of... What is it? Not punishment, but the whatever happens to people who kind of go against the Koopa regime or whatever, they get de-evolved.
Yeah.
Right? That's
so
what,
it's...
That's how the Koopa...
A fascist government.
Yeah, that's kind of how the Koopas are made, is that they're de-evolved into somehow things that are 7.5 feet tall with heads the size of...
Your fist.
Yeah.
And what was it, fun fact? De-evolution gun is a light gun accessory?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was just a repainted light gun accessory.
Which I think is cool. Okay, so out of 10, can a non-gamer enjoy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, more than us.
I'd maybe give that a 4.
Yeah, I would give it a 5, just because, you know, yeah. Source material.
I think I'm being rough on it. I was saying a 1, but I'll probably give it a 2, because that was it was mind-numbing. I think if it was a kid,
yeah,
you could go and enjoy that. Myself now, I don't think I could enjoy it the same way.
Yeah, but at the same time, could that have been a kid movie?
There was an ass in
Okay, here's the thing. Movies in the 90s, lot less controlled than movies that come out now. I mean, that probably got, a PG or PG-13 rating, I'm guessing?
Yeah, it's PG.
PG, okay.
And it was 104 minutes.
PG movie in the 90s, a lot different than a PG movie today.
True.
Yeah.
True. But
I gotta think. But there was PG-13 movies now have boobs though.
This is true,
right? And you have to think that the rating system back then is completely different. Like I said, than it is now.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and what can be gotten away with is much different now than what it was.
Yeah.
We're much more controlled over. No, they can't see that. No, they can't see this. It's very protective, bubble wrapped, if you will.
Did they swear in that movie at all? I don't remember the movie.
I don't recall.
No, I don't think there was. I think
my brain started hurting about halfway
hell
through.
Hell may have been said, but there was no major.
Oh, they
swears.
said hell. Definitely,
I think hell was in there. But all right, so movie standards, plot, character development, thoughts.
There was, from a strictly cinematic point, there was a ton of continuity errors.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because there was one guy who slammed on the brakes, but they keep showing throughout the whole movie that there is no brakes. Like the cop car
that slams through into the police station has the.
It was just like if you were landing a jet on an aircraft.
Exactly.
Character.
Yeah. It has the wire and the hook catching thing, right? Yeah.
Yet the one guy's like, oh, ba-bomb! Stop.
Yeah.
Where the hell does your brakes come from?
Yeah,
are you
just like,
fucking special?
All of a sudden he has a clutch and a brake.
Right. Ugh. And how can you have a clutch if you're going off of an electric vehicle?
Yeah, an electric grid. Which, actually, in some of the areas of the movie, like when they were coming back from the desert or whatever and they had the dump trucks, where the fuck was the grid?
Yeah.
There was no...
Because it can't go by fossil fuels because of all the freaking dinosaurs.
There are no
die.
Fossil fuels. That
exactly.
would be murder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It'd be cannibalism on the nth degree.
I don't know if it'd be cannibalism, but it would be murder.
Well, you would murder.
Yeah. It'd, murder. Be, also, it'd be straight up fucking murder.
One of the confusing...
But I mean, if they were still strapped for food, then cannibalism could have happened.
Yeah.
One of the confusing parts of the movie, not necessarily... Well, unless you actually really, really look for it, you think that it's underground because...
That's the impression that they give, because...
It's the impression they give, but they also show that there is an actual globe, and you have to think that it's a separate dimension.
Yeah.
Ergo,
yeah.
that it's got... Like, it has to be another world, right?
Yeah.
Like, it can't be, like, the inside mole people world.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Because that wouldn't be another dimension. That would just be inside the Earth.
Yeah. And then the skyscrapers, too...
Would
give it away
sense.
That it's on the surface.
Yeah, but it looks like it's underground when you're inside the city, but I think because there's
that
one second shot, like one, you know, second long shot that shows the city and it's all just covered in freaking smog.
Mm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the reason why you get that confused is because when they get into the desert, it's daylight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's tons of light. So you instantly think...
Yeah, and there's...
This has got to be the underground level.
But actually, that was because they were in the desert, right? Wasn't one of the big whole worlds in Super Mario was the desert?
It
level?
Was, yeah. In
there was no period.
Super Mario
World,
though. Or Super Mario Brothers 3.
Right.
Yeah. There's that whole desert world.
Yeah.
What year did that come out?
That was... 3 originally probably was early 90s because it was originally on the NES and then there's the port to the Super NES.
Right.
Yeah.
So movie standards out of 10.
Come back to me.
Keith?
As far as like character development and all that stuff, I would stick to my 4 in the previous.
I'm going to be extremely harsh on this. Couch out of 10.
Couch out of 10.
Couch out of 10.
Yeah,
because
mine's kind of upgraded from Ostrich.
It hurt my head, and it very, like I said, very few movies do that to me. So.
I'm gonna go with a 3.5.
Okay.
The only reason why I'm saying 4 is because I didn't turn the damn thing off.
Yeah.
If it was House of Wax, where Paris Hilton was in, I didn't even make it to her dying.
Really?
I didn't make it to her dying.
I at least
I turned it off. So
fair enough.
That was Arthur for me. We walked out of the theater when we were trying to watch Arthur.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That was horrible.
Super Mario Brothers. Yay or nay?
Fucking nay.
If you've never seen it before, I'm
going to have to... It's on YouTube.
It is out actually on YouTube. The full movie's on YouTube. And complete. You don't have to watch it part by part by part.
Yeah.
I would say have a watch. See what we're actually talking about. And, I mean...
Judge for yourself.
Yeah, judge for yourself.
And take some Advil after because you're going to have a headache.
Or have some beers before. Or hard liquor.
Yeah. It's definitely a good drinking movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could totally make a drinking game out of that.
You could make a drinking game out of that.
Totally.
Maybe we should do that.
We should do that next time.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know if I want to watch it again.
I do want to make it, I do want to make alcohol, one small mention. I did find it super funny that Reebok sponsored this movie because it was on the sole of Bob-ombs.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It just stops like Reebok.
Yeah, Bob-ombs. It's just like right there. Boom!
That was so good. That was
so
really,
I guess
really
Reebok
huge.
Blew up that year.
Did you?
Yeah.
File it. All right. So, Super Mario Bros. In the books. That's it. Moving on to Silent Hill. Who wants to start off with this one?
Well, it was a much better watch than the previous movie, that's for damn sure.
Absolutely.
And it was a lot closer to source material.
It seemed like it, yeah.
I would have to agree. Now, I'm not entirely the best person to ask on this because I haven't played a Silent Hill game. I didn't have a PS1, and I'm not the biggest fan of scary games. I don't like pooping myself.
Yeah, him and I both, we would definitely have to change our shorts at least once.
Yeah.
And this also goes back to my PS1 days when you had the subscription to PlayStation Magazine, and you actually, they gave you
the demo discs.
The demo discs in every single magazine. That was one of my favorite parts. And this is where my experience from Silent Hill comes from, is actually playing the demo discs. And as far as, like, where the creature development and all that stuff, I'd say that it was pretty close.
Yeah, so you have Pyramid Head in there. You've got the, we're calling them the Naughty Nurses?
Naughty Nurses.
So yeah. those are both enemies in Silent Hill games.
Boobies.
And Kevin, ladies and gentlemen.
Boobs. That's all. He didn't care what they looked like. He said, take it from behind.
Boobs.
So, anyways... In that sense, as far as enemies, quote-unquote, we'll call them, villains, whatever, I'd say that was accurate to source material. Now, here's the thing. I'm coming back to the same thing with Mario. How do you represent a video game in a movie without copying it and doing it well? I think this movie did a better job than Mario did.
Way better job.
Yeah.
But this could also become like, is it easier to make a terror kind of horror film out of a video game than it is to, say, do Mario? Where Mario is a side-scroller and you jump on Goombas.
Yeah,
but you have... And you... When it comes to a movie like this, where it is technically a horror genre...
Right.
You guys don't like scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
I do like scary movies. I don't like scary games.
Scary games. But, yeah. Okay, so you like scary movies.
Yeah.
Did you like it as a scary movie?
I didn't feel scared by it.
I was creeped out at some parts.
I'd kinda...
Not to the point where I would be like, grab the pillow, I'm hiding my eyes.
And this comes back to the enemies and the whole the creature thing, is that... There is no movie out there that actually scares me.
No,
that makes me feel scared. Did the creatures in this movie? Some of them make me feel uncomfortable. Definitely.
Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed.
The little mites or whatever they were.
The locust things. Yeah. And as soon as they had a face on them.
Yeah, but they still had their like crazy like eat people mandibles where they rip people apart. Yeah. But they had the little eyes and the little mouth that was screaming at you.
And that's the creep factor.
That's definitely the creep factor.
Yeah. Right? This movie definitely had a creep factor to it.
It was very creepy. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the guy who was barbed wire with his legs behind his head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
he was doing the whole... you know, thing.
That was pretty good.
If you guys want to visualize that, Kevin was just flailing his tongue like a madman.
Yeah. That was kind of creepy.
It was.
Especially since where you watch kind of the flashback, you know that he was punished because he was a pedophile.
Yeah.
He deserved what he got.
Giant pedo bear.
Come here, little girl.
Oh, no.
That's basically what his...
Yeah, right? That's why he was punished.
Yeah. Horrifically punished. And I think that was the whole tongue thing, too.
Yeah. That would make a lot of sense.
Big time.
Creepy.
That makes
me a lot more uncomfortable now just talking about it.
That's 10 times more creepy because you've got the flailing tongue.
See, you don't think about it while you're watching. You're like, okay, that's what he did. Now I'm just like, ugh. I feel kind of dirty.
I have to go have a shower now.
Yeah. Let's just stop now. I'm going to go have...
Shower myself in alcohol.
I'm
going to drink away my problems. That this movie gave me.
Don't drink away your problems. It's very
definitely
bad.
Seems like this would also be kind of the movie that a teenager who... wants to see the scary movie in town would go see.
Yeah. But can't get into the Saw movie.
Can't get into it. So.
But I'm guessing this is probably rated R as well, isn't it?
Well, it has to. Yeah, this was R.
Yeah, okay. So, my comment is invalid then. But it was creepy. I would put it more as a thriller than a horror.
They tried to play it off as a horror.
But it didn't work.
No.
So, rating system.
Accurate source material. Out of 10, what are you guys giving it?
I'm going to give it an 8.
I'm agreeing with that, actually. That's what I was going to give it to.
I'm going with a 7 out of 10.
Yeah. I think those are all fair scores.
Yeah. Now, everyone can argue with us and be like, your rating system is flawed. Fine.
Of course it is.
Yeah. We don't do this.
Looking specifically at... And my scores based off of specifically the creature development, like the way that the enemies were...
Yeah.
When it suddenly got dark, how everything kind of fell apart, looked dilapidated.
The deterioration of everything
in
the world. Yeah.
That's where my main rating comes from, where the church and the whole crucifying and burning people comes from, and, you know, that whole kind of subplot, main plot line, the thing in the background that kind of happens.
And I looked quickly on YouTube as well, just in the first 15 minutes of the gameplay that I saw, it was very accurate to what the game
you've
actually
seen in the movie
looked like, or the movie looked like.
Minus
the one part where I think you play a dude in the game instead of a girl.
But I think there's a point that you can be accurate, and then there's just a point where you're just trying to imitate.
Exactly.
So I think obviously a director and the people making the film need to take their own freedoms with the property and do their own thing. Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
I also think that out of the 3 movies that we watched, this was the only movie that actually had 2 directors.
Is it?
Yeah,
that's right.
I think it had 2 directors.
No, had one.
No?
Which one had 2 directors? No, are you sure? I'm pretty sure
it was Resident Evil.
Resident Evil had one director.
See, I swore in the credits for Resident Evil. It's writer and director, though. That's what it said. So...
But which was which?
MDib. Just saying.
I'm looking it up right now.
There we go.
I have them all open.
Keith has the power.
I was prepped.
Clearly. That's why you're still looking it up.
Internet.
Intranet. Super Mario's that had 2 directors.
Okay, right.
Fair enough.
Rocky Morton and Annabelle Jankel.
Right, because I knew one was a dude and one was a girl.
Fair enough.
Or female.
Alright, so do you think for Silent Hill, any non-gamer, just regular moviegoer, could enjoy this movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Why?
Like I said before, it seems like it could be that movie that kids wanted back in 2006, that wanted to go see because it's the next scary movie. Let's go see it.
And by kids, you mean young adults.
I'm not talking about, like, 8-year-olds. I'm talking about 15-year-olds. You know, like, let's sneak into this movie. It sounds scary.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, the way it just it moved,
it
was fluid.
It was significantly more fluid than Super Mario Brothers.
Absolutely.
You gotta think, we also watched it back to back to Mario Brothers. So
our minds were kind of fried when we watched it.
Yeah.
Now,
but this to me felt a lot more refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. It actually felt like there was a story that I could follow.
Yeah.
And was somewhat tangible.
My headache went away during this movie.
Exactly. I didn't feel at the end of this that, like, I need, like, three beers now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So ratings for this one.
I would probably give this about a 7
'kay.
For a non-gamer to come in and watch.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 6, specifically because the creature development would throw people off, like Pyramid Head.
Yeah.
Most people would be like, what the where the
they
fuck
wouldn't
did
know
this guy
where
come
that
from?
Guy came
I mean,
from.
Like, what's the idea behind this guy? And because it gives him absolutely no background for what Pyramid Head
appears.
Is. He just appears and rips a girl's skin off.
Yeah.
Right.
Which was badass, by the way.
It was badass.
Yeah. That was the second Pyramid Head we saw.
Yes. So
the
you
first
see
one
once.
Was in the school.
Yeah. When they're in
the elevator?
It was an elevator? No,
it was like the boiler room.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was
because
there
was a
fan. It looked like a boiler room.
And he's like stabbing right in.
You're right.
Yeah.
That part was probably the coolest because it made it look like these solid steel walls were Swiss cheese.
Right? Oh, yeah. You just made it look like butter. And it's like a 15-foot long fucking huge butcher knife is what
it looks like. It belonged in fucking Final Fantasy VII.
It totally looks
minus
like the Buster Sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, it looked like Squall's gunblade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either or.
The blade was the same.
Because it had more of a curve. But anyways.
Yeah, we're not going to go on technicalities.
Let's not get into that geekdom.
I'm just talking about, like, the freaking
badass
of this fucking sword.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we should watch next time is freaking Final Fantasy.
I have it.
Which one? Spirits Within or Advent Children?
I have Advent Children.
Spirits.
Really?
I like
Spirits.
I like Spirits.
I like. Okay,
we'll
save that
there.
For another day.
That'll be another one.
Because there's lots. There's lots.
But the reason why I'm giving it a 7,
yeah,
is because it looked like they literally pulled some of the CG straight from the game. In my opinion, like there was one scene where the girl was walking through and it looked like it was bowling alley. It looked like it was straight up concept art.
Oh yeah, it was.
It was like
some of it was pretty bad.
Some of it was pretty bad, and there was one part where it looked like they were going down the stairs or whatever.
Yeah,
and that looked like it was the cutscene from the game.
Mm-hmm. Because
because
she sees what was her name, Alessa. Yeah, it was Alessa when she sees her in the desk, and then quickly falls through.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like they went down there, and it was just like it went straight into first person. You saw a flashlight, you saw stairs, and it looked like it was straight from the video game.
Yeah,
the cinematography was very dead on to what the camera angles.
Yes,
from any of the YouTube videos that you see of
or
the
for
gameplay,
people who played the game, yeah,
yeah.
All
it's
of a sudden
very,
you're in
very
awkward top down to the right,
and the director, or actually the director of cinematography, did an absolute excellent job at marrying the game to the movie.
You can kind of feel like you were in
in
the movie in certain aspects. Yeah, I mean, you guys kind of took a lot of what I was going to say. So I'm giving it a 6 out of 10 as far as non gamers enjoyability for it.
And you'd probably fit right in with IMDb in there.
Very. What's the average rating for IMDb?
6.5.
Mm-hmm. Seems pretty fair.
So
movie standards, plot, characters. What do you guys think?
I'm gonna give it a 7.5. Like as I said, the cinematography was very good. The CG not so much.
No,
but
on the same token, you got to realize this movie was 2006,
and it was obviously a lower budget.
So it's the newest out of all of them.
Yeah. Because it goes
I can look
Resident
at the budget
Evil,
real
yeah.
quick here.
Yeah.
IMDb gives me... It was 50 mil.
Okay.
Estimated. So it was a little bit more than Mario.
So it wasn't meant to be a complete huge blockbuster
or
anything like that.
But there's 13 years between Mario and Silent Hill,
so
50 mil is much less.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a middle grade sort of summery spring movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as everything went. The creature development, just where you actually look at it as how menacing everything is,
mm-hmm.
was very good. The plot line actually, you know,
it
flowed very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never felt like it was dragging you through
and you
barbed
never,
wire and
plus,
hellfire and
I
brimstone.
I never felt lost.
No.
Like, why is this happening?
And they actually, and they explained everything that was happening in the movie, minus Pyramid Head, very well.
So, to give
a brief summary of the plot for Silent Hill, this family has adopted this girl, Sharon, and she has these sleepwalking phases where she completely leaves the house, and she talks about this place called Silent Hill. So her mother decides to take her there, and on the way there, they get into a car accident, and...
Oh, they get stopped by the cops.
They get stopped by the cops, who's played by Laurie Holden from The Walking Dead, for anyone who's familiar with her. She looks
dead sexy with short hair.
Badass. Really? Straight up badass.
Dem pants.
You know what? I'm going to give it an extra 0.5. It's going to an 8. Because
Sexist Pig Award goes to Kevin.
Because of the pants. And actually, the costume design in the movie was very good.
It was well done, yeah.
And that's actually why I'm bumping it up to an 8, because of the pants. But the costume design in general was very good.
Yeah.
So they get in this car accident after they speed away from the cops, and Sharon disappears. It's her mother looking for Sharon, and they find out about this girl, Alessa, who is a dead ringer for Sharon's lookalike. Yeah. So they're basically uncovering the mystery of Alessa and Sharon and what's going on in Silent Hill.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, they're sisters.
Oh my god. They're going to have to crank it up for that one, I think.
Yeah.
So
that's the basic plot line behind Silent Hill. And, okay, so you gave it a...
8.
I gave it an 8 for the whole movie standards part.
I'd probably give it about a 7.5.
As an actual movie as a whole... I'm going to give it it's a solid 7.
Yeah, I'm giving it for movie standards probably about a 6. So my average is about a 6.5 for this whole movie.
Yeah.
It's above average, but it's nothing phenomenal.
It's not an, oh my god, you need to watch this movie.
It's not one of those, this is the best video game movie ever. It's good.
No,
but not incredible.
Kevin? Favorite part?
Yes.
What's your favorite part?
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
What?
Okay, spoiler alert, although really this entire episode is going to be a spoiler. So, the barbed wire, when they take the religious lady...
Oh my god.
They kind of more or less crucify her on barbed wire.
But the barbed wire spreads her legs.
And it goes into uncomfortable places...
Very uncomfortable place.
It rips her apart
in half.
And if you've ever seen the new Evil Dead, tree rape with barbed wire.
Yeah.
But she doesn't survive.
So there's and Alessa's dancing around and showering in her blood.
Right.
Yeah. That was creepy.
It was really creepy. But it was crazy.
And Alessa is the evil manifestation of all the bad things that happened to the actual Alessa that burned in the movie.
And Sharon is the little good that's left of Alessa.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a physical manifestation.
Yeah.
My favorite actual part of the movie was the ending.
Yeah.
Because...
Pretty dope.
It was...
Because you know
such
that...
Such a good cliffhanger.
Yeah, and you... Well, because you know that they're...
Well, they made a sequel.
I know, I still have to watch it.
You know that they're kind of... The woman and the daughter... are in kind of like a limbo, right?
Yeah.
They go home, and they're looking for her dad slash husband, and they're like, oh, what's going on? And then he wakes in the same house, the door's open, he's looking around, and, they close the door, and then
the door was open, credits. A little bit.
You know that they're in the same house, they're just not on the same plane.
Yeah, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
That's a good way to
That was one of my favorite parts of that movie.
Yeah.
Not to say, when you go to another movie that really sucks, it's like, oh, what's your favorite part? The ending, because it was fucking over. Right?
Mario.
Yeah.
I actually like the ending of this movie just because
one of the cool parts that I thought was how she got around the naughty nurses.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Awesome.
Because she just simply turned off the light and started walking through them, and then they started slitting their own throats.
Yeah,
so
they're slashing each other up, and then she left the light pointing at them and ran away.
Yeah.
Which I think is
cool. That was pretty neat.
Yeah.
Inappropriate thought for that scene?
Leave it to Kevin.
Yeah.
Who else but Kevin? Alright, so, moving on to Resident Evil.
We just finished that one.
About 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So, accurate to source. I'm going to jump in here first and say probably the most accurate out of the three.
Yeah, this is spanning over, but I think Resident Evil 1, for the movie-wise anyways, is spanning over multiple games.
See, here's the thing.
I'm just guessing. I haven't played the first one. I've only played Resident Evil 4.
I would probably say that this one is more accurate to the first or second one compared to the whole...
I would say it's more accurate as a whole to the series as opposed to the first one specifically, because the first one is about... it takes place in Raccoon City specifically, not underground. There's no hive. It doesn't... So in that sense, I don't think it's a great accurate representation of the first game.
Yeah, if you're going one-to-one.
Not at all. But what it uses the series for... and the material it pulls from it, I think does an accurate job. You've got some of the same enemies you see in the Resident Evil series. You do see some of the characters, not so much in this one, but in future movies.
Yeah.
And I think it was a great starting point for what they've done with the franchise. So maybe not the most accurate to the source in most respects, but I think for what they did use, it worked well.
Yeah. They also definitely carried the torch for excellent movie deaths.
Yes.
For this one.
This had some of the most badass deaths.
The laser death, where the guy gets chopped in little cubes.
Mm-hmm. That was
really awesome. However, it's not original, unfortunately. The same thing happened in Cube.
Yes, this is true. Fuck, Cube is such a good movie.
But it still looked really cool. Yeah. And I also like how, in order to keep it more of it's a PG-13-ish kind of movie.
I think it was R.
I think this one was probably R.
This one was definitely an R.
Okay, yeah. It was an R, so keeping it from 18A, which is even higher than R.
Yeah.
Right? They also did a very good job, cinematically, of hiding some of the gore. So they let your imagination kind of carried on, being like, oh,
especially with the bites, like,
yeah,
like especially on I forget her name. All you saw was teeth mark on her neck.
It was that right? Michelle Rodriguez's character.
Yeah.
Well, she gets bit like six fucking times.
Yeah. How she made it that far into the movie, I don't know.
She's hardcore. That she is.
Hardcore motherfucker.
Yeah. The other interesting thing about this movie was the two most badass hardcore characters are both women.
Yep. And I think that's amazing. And Mila Jovovich has done a fantastic job over the Resident Evil series of improving her badassery.
Yeah.
Fuck my English. Every movie.
But in Resident Evil, like the games, as far as accurate to source material, the character changes depending on which game.
Yeah. There is a set series of characters who go through most of the game. So you've got Jill Valentine, you've got Chris Redfield, you've got Albert Wesker, and those are all characters that have surfaced in later movies, but Alice was a new character. And I think bringing her in as that leaves her open to more interpretation and less criticism of, she's not like this person from the games.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Which I like.
Yeah, so basically it's adding another series on top of the Resident Evil series.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're adding like another,
another
layer.
Level.
You know, and plus for marketability, I mean, you can keep making movies and movies and movies even if there aren't any more games coming out. Obviously, there are new games coming out, but the movies don't have to be related to the games
anymore. No, they've taken a good base and
ran with it.
It into their own thing.
And as much as a lot of people will dislike the multiple sequels, they're coming out with six next year. You have to think they wouldn't.
The production company.
The big wigs who are making the money wouldn't be constantly making more movies if they weren't making money.
Exactly. Right? They, I mean, really, so when it comes down to it, it's about making money.
Yeah, and they're still popular enough where they're still pumping out these movies, right?
They got, what, a sixth one on the way?
Yeah. 2014 is when it's supposed to come out.
Okay. I mean, I've seen 1, 2, 3, and 4. I haven't seen the newest one, though.
No, I haven't seen
it. I've probably seen 1, 2, and 3.
Afterlife was 4, right? It was the first one that was fully 3D.
Yes.
And it actually made...
I love that one, actually. I thought that was awesome. I went and saw it in the theaters.
Yeah. And it was also... one of the first big movies that was filmed strictly off the hop in 3D. It was converted afterwards, right?
Yeah, it's one of those few rare movies that actually they use 3D cameras.
Yeah.
The only other one that I directly know of right now is Jackass 3D.
Then there's... Well,
there was Avatar.
There was
and it's Piranha 3D. If I remember correctly...
Piranha 3D? Really?
Piranha 3DD.
Oh, God.
if I remember correctly, I think it was Resident Evil Afterlife, the one where they actually used the cameras from Avatar.
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Right? They took them from one set and took them to the other.
Like, James Cameron, we're taking your shit.
Yeah.
We're filming a movie and it's going to be awesome. Avatar, suck it.
Not so much.
And if you look at some of the trivia for that movie, one of the main reasons why, in my mind, why it sucked so much is because there was so much downtime because the cameras kept breaking. They could only get them running for 30 seconds at a maximum.
Yeah.
Before they actually broke down. So their downtime was one of the reasons why it actually took away from the movie itself, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But.
So, source material out of 10, what are you guys giving it?
I'm going to give it a 7.
I'll probably say around a 6.
I'm giving it an 8 just because they used some of the same enemies. So you had the liquor at the end, which is fucking awful CG, but it was still cool.
2002 CG.
So for that time, I'll give it credit. So
there
was the liquors, there was the zombies, obviously.
It was no Titanic.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. Do you guys think that a non-gamer could go and enjoy this movie?
I know non-gamers have gone and enjoyed this movie.
And that's the thing, is because I think they delved off into their own storyline with the franchise, it's something that anyone can go and watch. It's not like you need to know what's going on in any Resident Evil game to get what's going on in the movie. Yeah. But you will get...
Well, they actually explain it quite well, too.
Right in the beginning.
Yeah. It's a T-virus.
Yeah.
They
explain what Raccoon City is, how that comes to be, kind of thing.
And that's why the franchise is so popular.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they kind of went out on their own, and because a lot of people who aren't gamers... picked up the movie and said, I'm on board with this. Yeah. I can, I'm cool with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think it worked really well. And
I know going through high school, plenty of my friends weren't gamers, and they watched it religiously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost religiously. Like.
Yeah.
It's just a cool movie to watch.
Yeah.
So movie standards, plot, characters, and development. What do you guys think?
I'm gonna go with an 8 on this one.
I'm gonna go probably about 8.5.
Okay. Why?
Because I just felt like it was one of those movies that like Joe Blow could go in and watch it, like, and to be honest, it's just a badass movie.
The storyline, it kept advancing. Obviously, for any movies that are based loosely off a video game, there's gonna be plot holes.
Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, you can't fault a movie just because there's a couple plot holes in it.
No, of course.
The creature design was very, fairly basic because all there was the regular zombies. The dogs and the liquor, right?
Although, I gotta say it, I loved the cliffhanger that they threw in at the end when, I can't remember the main guy's name, the one that was handcuffed.
He was the cop, yeah.
Yeah. Can you look up his name?
I'm a cop, you idiot.
He was... What they did with him was awesome. So he... Right at the end, he gets scratched by the liquor. And
his name was Matt, I think. Was it Matt?
I think... Yes, I believe it was Matt. And he gets this nice scratch on his arm. Yes, it was Matt.
Yeah.
And right at the end, you think they're going to get out, and Alice and Matt are so close, but they end up getting quarantined. And you hear, as he's being strapped down, you hear one of the doctors say, get him into the Nemesis program.
Yeah.
Anyone who's played Resident Evil, I think it's 3, was Nemesis.
I can't recall.
I believe it was 3. I was like, oh my god, they're going to bring in Nemesis. That's fucking badass.
Oh my god.
I was excited when I first saw this movie, because I'm like, yes, I want to see that happen. And you may or may not see it happen. We'll talk about it if we watch it in the future.
And this is one of those movies where, yeah, it does have the kind of the cliffhanger ending where it obviously excites says, we're going to have a second one, right on. You weren't like, oh, fuck, really?
Like what they did
it's
in Super
like,
Mario?
It's not like, please give me this. Yeah.
Where Daisy bursts in the door, Mario, I need you. You believe? Yeah, of course I believe. And he fucks off.
Yeah. And
yes.
And for that,
credits.
That's one of the things that I also hate about sometimes about endings like that.
Yeah.
Is because they didn't make a second one, you were like, well, what the fuck happens?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But like, even if they did make an even more terrible movie after that, you want to watch it because you want to see how bad it is.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. If they would have made another Mario Brothers movie, I probably would have watched it.
It would have been in the next round of this.
Yeah. Yeah, another
quite possibly.
Another thing that I really liked about this movie was the set design. The set design was really, really good.
It was elaborate.
Yeah.
It was very elaborate. And they actually used existing, like, where they're in the subway.
Yeah.
Like I said, they actually used the subway in Berlin for that scene. Originally, I thought it was that they made that entire thing just for the movie,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually...
It is from Berlin.
Yeah, and they adapted
cool.
existing architecture very, very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with the mansion. The mansion, the way it is an actual real mansion in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's pretty dope.
That was cool.
Fun facts.
And there is no Hive. I'm sorry to say.
Sad panda.
Oh, shucks.
So, out of 10 for movie standards, what are you guys going to give us?
I don't think we heard what you said.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'm going with a 7 out of 10. Did you guys already give your scores?
Yes, we did.
Alright,
I said 8.5, and you're like, why?
Alright, I'm over here. You know, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm good. Yes. So, 7 out of 10. So those were our three movies, and...
We just skipped the last subject there.
No, we were talking about movie standards.
Were we not? No.
Yes.
Yeah, we just
were. Okay,
that's
never
what
mind.
We were doing.
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
You're cut off
the program.
I am cut off from the alcohol that I stopped drinking about 45 minutes ago.
Exactly.
It takes half an hour to adjust in your system. That's like take
a okay, fine.
It's getting there. So, final thoughts?
Man, it's really warm in here.
Yes, it is. But.
We have to turn off the fan, otherwise you would hear it.
Yeah.
Stupid
would
little
have,
whirring
yeah.
throughout the entire thing.
Not fun to listen to in the background.
No.
I like to have some professional grade quality to this show. Just
yeah.
a little bit.
You don't yeah, the in the background
that's
is
what you guys are for.
Ah! Yes.
Anyways, shall we wrap this up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, this is a lot of fun. I think this is something I'm going to have to do on a regular basis, whether or not be with you guys. Or if I get different people in each time, I think this is something that would be a lot of fun.
But yeah, definitely. Actually, you know what? One thing that we should throw in?
Yes.
Is GTA 5. Because you haven't talked about GTA 5 on your podcast, right?
I have not. And I may be doing an episode talking about GTA 5 with a guest that might have been on the show recently. We'll see. I don't know. It depends. Anyways, Keith, do you want to talk about GTA 5?
A little bit. I mean, like, the game made $1 billion in, like, what, 3 days?
About $1 billion in 3 days.
And what?
What?
I noticed, like, not too long ago, I showed you this last night, the whole Kate Upton thing.
Yeah!
The girl on the disc.
Oh. Totally fucked with my mind.
I took a side-by-side picture of the one that they probably used for the reference material.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Set the opacity to, like, I don't know, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Cut it and paste it over top, and it's spot fucking on.
Oh, yeah, it's creepy.
It is pretty creepy.
But it's just like, wow, really?
Yeah. But no, this game's fucking addicting.
It is. How many hours you put in already?
Probably before.
And you started when?
Last night.
Yeah.
I've had it since its release, so I got it last Tuesday, and I've probably put a good 15, 20 hours into it so far. I'm only about...
The only reason why it's four is because I'm not off this week.
Mm.
I have to work, so...
Yeah.
Like most people, you actually...
We have jobs.
We have jobs.
Unfortunately, we have gerbs.
Yeah.
Gerbs.
I don't
yeah,
like gerbs.
And you guys came over shortly after I was playing it,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
No, I was Resident Evil and then here.
I've been enjoying the hell out of GTA 5. And like I said, it might be something we talk about on a future episode. I don't like to go game specific, but there's certain ones that deserve... They're just desserts, as it were.
The size of this game, too, is just...
Oh, it's ridiculous. The map is huge, and I love the fact that it's open world right off the get-go.
There's yeah, no you don't have to unlock certain areas.
There's no loading times between areas, nothing like that, which I think is
no,
awesome.
It just loads it all at once at the beginning.
Yep. Nice 8 gigs. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it takes forever to load the disc when you launch it.
But that's, yeah. That's a thing with any new game now on the PlayStation.
You have a lot of that.
Yeah.
It's pretty common.
You win some and you lose some. You lose some in the load time initially, but you don't get any other load times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I think Resist
take it or lose
3
it.
Was pretty bad for that. Mm. It's like, oh, I'm going to wait 2 hours for this to freaking load now.
I have a beard. Oh, look, it's done. Not done.
Sort of, like, off topic. I bought one game a long time ago for the original Xbox, Morrowind.
Yeah.
That game was terrible.
Elder Scrolls, man.
That game was terrible on the Xbox, mostly because it took 15 minutes to load areas. So you can literally, like, okay, I'm going to go into this building.
Yeah.
Wait 15 minutes, go grab a sandwich, you know, go grab some chips, come back,
still
dust off your hands, and then it'll finally be loaded.
Yep.
So.
I also think one last thing, I did say that I was going to make some shoutouts.
You're going to make shoutouts.
No, well,
for the people.
Oh,
because we asked.
Thank you.
Yes. Because we asked people on Twitter.
Yes.
What was your favorite thing?
So, yeah, we asked what was your favorite. I asked favorite and least favorite video game movies. Mm-hmm. And so I had at Hardwick Family, James Hardwick, a good friend of mine. Oh, you got a loaded too? See? See?
Yeah.
All right, so we got. He says, I can't think of any good ones. But I think my favorite is Silent Hill. What a perfect choice, because we watched it.
Yeah,
yeah. And
I wanted James. I want to know if you agree with anything what we said today, as far as Silent Hill goes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now, do
and
you...
the other person that did do the shout out was Geeks with Wives and Capes.
Yes, nobody's there.
You've done the crossover.
Yeah, James is part of that show.
And he said Mortal Kombat for sure.
Yes,
and
I think that'll have
and
to
I
be
think
in our
that
next
would be,
round.
Yeah.
I think that,
wholeheartedly.
We're in agreement. That would definitely be the next
one. Mortal Kombat's one of my favorites. I actually had a few more people who chimed in on Twitter. I had Fun Size 27, my friend Jamie Williams. She's said Hitman and Mortal Kombat are her favorite video game movies.
Hitman. I have Hitman.
I haven't watched Hitman yet.
You haven't watched Hitman?
No, I haven't.
Okay, that's in the next round.
I know it's on Netflix, too, so I gotta check it out. And we had Shikbane Matt had said Double Dragon and the Mario Brothers movies were always favorites as a kid, but the Street Fighter movie, the first one, was an absolute mess. Watched it recently and was thinking, for the first time, I figured out T-Hawk was in it. What the F were they thinking?
Yeah.
I
heard actually from a couple people at work as I was talking about it today, too.
Oh, really?
Did you watch Street Fighter? It was like,
Street Fighter is pretty bad, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's one of those so bad it's good kind of things.
Yeah.
And we also had a few of my personal friends that I was, two that I visited when I was on vacation. Dagwood and Brawley from Overboard Gaming had said, favorite video game movie is Silent Hill, least favorite, Alone in the Dark.
Oh, that's another famous Yui Bowl.
Yui Bowl surprise. So I gotta agree there. And my good buddy, Elegy of Games... Favorite, Mortal Kombat, so bad it's good. Silent Hill, setting was good. First Resident Evil, fun, cool sequences. Okay, here's the thing. I didn't tell him we were watching any of these. I talked to him all the time. I didn't tell him any of these were what we were going to be watching. And least favorite was Double Dragon. Seriously, what the fuck?
I thought you were going to go for the triple there, and he was going to pull a Super Mario Bros.
You're like, what?
LG, why aren't you reading our minds?
God damn it, LG, you should know
really?
Me by now.
I hate you. Don't use my real name.
Oh, Only him and Dag and Brawley will get that. Anyways, finally we had Kevin Cunningham, a.k.a. Cunningham31 on Twitter, said, does Pokemon the first movie count? Eh? Yes, no?
It was based off the cards first, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think it was based off
the TV show, to be honest.
No, the game started first, then it was the cards, and then the TV show, I think. So, I don't know if I count it. But he says...
We'll
discuss it. He says, if not, Prince of Persia and Lara Croft movies can go die in a pile of molten Razzies. Kevin, you are fantastic.
That's awesome. When,
speaking of Kevin, he's actually going to be the one that's joining me next week, and we're... I love the redundancy of what we've done today, because we're going to talk about the redundancy of rating systems next week. So
that's going to be a joyous talk.
It'll be fun. Kevin, I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to that.
It'll be a lot of fun. So if people want to get a hold of you guys, how can they find you on the Twitters?
I'm at Uncle Sandwicho.
Okay.
On Twitter.
And I'm at Foo Keith. F-O-O-K-E-I-T-H.
Awesome. So I'll be sure to link those in the episode description. Yeah. So that everyone can check you guys out.
So I think we kind of decided on two movies that we are going to watch next time.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat.
And Hitman.
For sure.
I think we should throw it out to the people on Twitter to decide.
What's
going to be our third movie for next time?
I think that's a great idea. Now, maybe I'll save those movies for you guys. And if I do another one, say in a few months, with someone else, we can do other movies. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Yep, totally.
But as always, you guys be sure to hit me up on Twitter. It's at @boom_headshot, HEADSH0T. And check out everything Boom at boomheadshotpod.com. For this week, I'm Jordan Thompson. And thanks again to Kevin Wersma and Keith Obschnick. That's right, I can still say your names right. Thank you guys for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely have you on again. It was a blast. Till next week, guys, keep those sights lined and keep making those headshots.
I'm the king of the ring when I'm in the arena, cause I'm beating everybody like when Ike beat Tina. I can throw down with the campus mentality, the gloves putting stops to your whole camp's reality. Sticky bombs flying all over the place. If I find your body, you know I'm humping your face. Duck walking with my heavy machine gun. The words on your screen, you were killed by Z1. Yeah, come and run my direction. I don't give a damn if you got double protection. It's a fatal attraction. I'm white fatality, place quaking, not red faction. Posted on a rock, sniper rifle in hand. Your forehead's in sight, all according to plan. Breathe wrong, homie, and you might get caught. Everybody in the room's gonna hear what I got, cause it's a
boom and shot, boom and shot. Stalled in the box, it's like boom and shot, boom and shot, boom and shot. Stalled in the box, it's like boom and shot, boom and shot, boom and shot. Stalled in the box, it's like boom and shot, boom and shot, boom and shot. Stalled in the box, it's like boom and shot.
Stuck around your area, becoming so nefarious. It's necessary to be wearing, you should be afraid of us. Gotcha in the sights of my rifle scope. Better take a look around before your head explodes. Taking the show on the road, see the victims light up. Better watch where you go, or your mic can shot up. Better pack your grenades if you step into us. A frantic freezer with the body, see them piling up. I take a real sick pleasure out of watching them fall. Rockets and grenades, I shot a free-for-all. About to whip out my sickness, get my opinion. Climb up to the top and start snapping at your best friend. It takes 10 men to stop me, here I'm coming. In the battle mode, I keep on running and gunning. Zealous and be fair, y'all better be scared. Don't care if you respond, I'd still be camping out to be there with a
boom and shot, boom and shot. Stalled in the box, it's like boom and shot, boom and shot, boom and shot. Stalled in the box, it's like
hit your 9-3 chumps in the line.
Wait, I'm low on ammo, but I still got my 9. Need to reach a high level for I'm truly effective.
Killing off pros and noobs, non-selective.
True that, yeah, okay, I'm ready to go.
Sticky bombs in my hand, pop tops and throw. Yo, my railgun's tracking everyone in my sector.
Hey, yo, I'm in position, let me give you the vector.
The coordinates match with the blips on my map.
Word to that, okay, let's set up this trap. Selling noobs in to be like bait.
Brain matter will splatter all according to fate.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt, look like they found my landmine.
It's all good, now I got my snipe sights lined. This is easy like aiming at Tyra Banks.
Making shots so accurate, they're taking down tanks.
Boom, headshot! Boom, headshot! Stalking the hearts like boom, headshot! Boom, headshot! Boom, headshot! Stalking the hearts like boom, headshot! Boom, headshot! Boom, headshot! Stalking the hearts like boom, headshot! Boom, headshot! Boom, headshot! Stalking the hearts like boom, headshot!
Yeah, Be Bear Zealous 1. Turn around. Whoops, too late. Boom.